Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, September 4th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
But I want to see firsthand and with my own eyes the impact of war on the continent of Europe.
Taoiseach arrives in Ukraine for talks with President Zelensky, and government's own watchdog warns it about budget spending. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Taoiseach is visiting Ukraine for the first time today. Simon Harris arrived in Kyiv this morning after taking the overnight train from southeastern Poland last night. He will visit areas that were bombed by Russia's invasion, while he'll meet President Volodymyr Zelensky this afternoon. Simon Harris says he's visiting Ukraine because he wanted to see the impact of war on Europe firsthand.
I'm travelling to Ukraine because I want to be in Ukraine and I want to be with President Zelensky to show the solidarity of the Irish people with the people of Ukraine. I've met President Zelensky on a number of occasions, but I want to see firsthand and with my own eyes the impact of war on the continent of Europe.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian authorities say at least 51 people are now known to have died and 200 injured in a Russian missile attack on the city of Poltava. Officials say the strikes hit a military academy and a nearby hospital. Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says the country plans to hold territory seized in its invasion of Kursk last month to try and force Vladimir Putin to negotiate. Richard Engel, chief foreign correspondent at NBC News, says the location of yesterday's missile attack may not have been a coincidence.
Perhaps it was Vladimir Putin sending a message, because this area that Ukraine has occupied is really just over the border from Poltava, where there was this devastating attack.
The government is being accused of putting unnecessary pressure on the economy with oversized budgetary spending. The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council says tax cuts, higher day-to-day spending and a continued ramp-up in capital plans are driving up prices for the taxpayer. Overruns and untargeted cost of living supports could see the budget rise to double the cost of pre-COVID budgets. Chief Economist at the Fiscal Advisory Council, Eddie Casey, says it's time to rein in spending.
We're getting some things right. Employment's at record rates. The government's saving some of the incredible corporation tax windfalls it's taking in. And it has a rule in place since 2021 to keep budgets sustainable. But the problem is they're only saving half the windfalls. They're pumping more money into the economy than the rule says is sensible. And with things already tight, the everything, everywhere, all at once approach is just going to add to pressures in the economy.
Victims' advocacy groups want the commission of investigation into reports of historical sexual abuse at religious-run schools to be carried out in an expedient and victim-centred manner. A statutory inquiry has been ordered after almost 2,400 allegations involving 884 alleged abusers were made to a scoping inquiry. They included over 300 schools spanning a 30-year period. Co-founder of Restore Together, Philip Fedis, says the inquiry should be sensitive to abuse survivors.
The more information which is made public, the better. For us, it would be that it's done as quickly as possible, as timely as possible. And you've got to really remember that the people who are contributing to this, each time that they're interviewed, it's re-traumatizing. Reliving the events of your past is very difficult. So we need to make sure that this is done as sensitively as possible.
The US has charged the leader of Hamas and other militants over the October 7th massacre in Israel. It's the first time American law enforcement has officially called out those behind the attack. In the UK, the final report into the deadly fire at Grenfell Tower will be published later, focusing on those responsible for the 2017 disaster. 72 people died in the blaze at the building in West London. 5 years ago, a report found the cladding on the tower wasn't up to standard and was the reason the fire spread so quickly. Emma Louise O'Connor lived on the 20th floor and is calling for change.
I can never look at a tower block the same way. Remove the cladding, stop putting money before people's lives, listen to what people want. Grenfell was guinea pigs, and now people have seen what it can do.
A text service for water outages is being extended across the country. The service was initially rolled out for vulnerable customers and businesses, but Ishka Aaron says it's now being offered to 1.6 million households. Head of Irish Water Customer Operations, Geoffrey Burke, says you can sign up at water.ie.
So the text alert service will be the first time that all Vishgarin's customers will be able to sign up and receive notifications for their area, and will be specific to their address. It'll provide our customers with details of unexpected supply interruptions. They're expected to last longer than 4 hours, but it'll also provide details on planned and unplanned outages, boil water notices should they need to be advised.
In entertainment news, Elton John says he's been left with only limited vision after a severe eye infection. The 77-year-old singer revealed he was healing from it, but says his recovery would take some time. In a post on Instagram, he says he's been quietly recuperating at home and is feeling positive. And in sport, at the Paralympics, two bronze medals doubled Ireland's medal haul at the Paris Paralympics last night. Limerick swimmer Roisin Ní Rian claimed her second medal of the Games with a third place finish in the women's 200-metre individual medley SM13. And sprinter Orla Comerford also took bronze in the women's 100-metre T13 and was absolutely delighted to take home a medal.
I'm so excited. I'm delighted. I'm so lucky to have such incredible support here in the stands and with us tonight, my amazing family, my incredible friends. I feel immensely lucky tonight.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.